Chapter 4. In Search of the Truth. I was a few minutes late for the conference at the Zoological Institute. I stood because there were no empty chairs in the hall. Professor Waldron was talking about the theory of evolution. Everybody listened quietly until he started to talk about extinct animals. He said,
"Dinosaurs lived millions of years ago and are now extinct, but..."
"Wrong!" somebody shouted.
Everybody was quiet. Professor Waldron looked around the room.
"Who said that?" he asked.
"I did,"
answered Professor Challenger, standing up.
"No interruptions, please," said Professor Waldron.
"I'm sorry," said Professor Challenger, "but I'm a man of science. If I hear something wrong, I feel obligated to correct it."
"Well, what is wrong with my lecture?" Professor Waldron asked. "You say you're a man of science, but science is about the real world, not about crazy stories and lies. Dinosaurs aren't extinct. They exist in South America," said Professor Challenger.
"Really?"
said Professor Waldron. He looked at the people in the hall and smiled.
"Well, of course we all believe that, don't we?" he said sarcastically.
People started to laugh at Professor Challenger.
"Yes, of course we believe you," somebody said. "Professor Challenger is crazy," said another man.
"Go home. We don't want to hear your stories," said a young lady.
I looked at Professor Challenger. Will he attack them too? I thought. But Professor Challenger just smiled.
"I know it's hard for you to believe," he said, "but this is a zoological institute. And if you're really people of science, it's your responsibility to prove I'm wrong. Let's choose a group of people to go to South America to see if my story is real. Or are you all afraid?"
Professor Challenger looked at the people with fire in his eyes. Nobody moved. Suddenly, a tall, well-dressed man stood up. His name was Professor Summerlee, another well-known scientist.
"I'll go," he said. "I want to prove to everybody that you're a liar, Professor Challenger."
"Good, good," said Professor Challenger.
"Me too,"
said another voice. Everybody turned to look at the man.
"My name is Lord John Roxton," he said, "and I believe I can help with the navigation on this journey. I know the forests in the Amazon very well."
"Excellent," said the professor.
"I think one more person will be enough. Is there another man of adventure in this room?"
There was silence. This moment changed my life. Here was my opportunity to prove to Gladys I was a hero. I didn't think for a second. My hand went up automatically, and my voice said, "I'll go with them."
"Very good," said Professor Challenger. "You will leave for South America in a week."
A week later, we were ready to embark on our journey to South America. Before we left, Professor Challenger gave us directions to go to a small town called Manaus, near the Amazon River. Then he gave Lord Roxton a closed envelope and said,
"You'll arrive at Manaus, and then you must read this letter. It'll help you on your journey and direct you to the plateau. You'll see a date and time on the envelope. Don't open it before 12 noon on the 15th of July.
The next morning, we left on a ship called the Francisca. It was the beginning of May. We sailed out to sea, and I watched the land gradually disappear into the distance. Suddenly, I was afraid. Oh no! What am I doing on a ship on the way to the Amazon? I thought. There were many questions in my mind. Will we find the plateau? What will we see there? Will we really discover dinosaurs?